Welcome to Watershed's June podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. A few years ago, I bought Stephen C. Smith's A Heart at Fire Centre, a biography of film music composer Bernard Herrmann. In my student days, the extent of my knowledge of Herrmann's work was probably as the majority of cinema neophytes. He scored the infamous shower sequence in Psycho, and his final score was to Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. That film is in fact dedicated to Herrmann. In between, there was not a lot more beyond seeing such and such a film was scored by Herrmann after his credit came up. However, these two films were enough to confer canonical status on Herrmann and marked him out as someone to find out more about. Over the years, Herrmann's name kept cropping up, primarily in relationship to Hitchcock, but also as someone who worked with the new generation of filmmakers in the 1960s. Filmmakers like the previously mentioned Scorsese, but also François Truffaut, Larry Cohen and Brian De Palma. Herrmann seemed to bridge classic Hollywood and the new movie brats of the 60s and 70s. I bought the book with a view to finally finding out more about this figure who had crept in and out of my cinematic vision. And so last year I started the journey into the extraordinary career and life of the musical genius who transformed the way music would be thought of in relationship to cinema. Not only did Herrmann score Psycho, he put the screaming staccato violins to the infamous shower sequence, one of the defining scenes in the history of cinema that Hitchcock initially wanted silent. Herrmann's film work started with Citizen Kane, a low-key start then, and moved through a career-defining relationship with Hitchcock, which included North by Northwest, Vertigo and Marnie, and also included such iconic films as J. Lee Thompson's Cape Fear, Robert Wise's The Day the Earth Stood Still, and Nicholas Ray's On Dangerous Ground. His final films were Larry Cohen's It's Alive, Brian De Palma's Obsession, and the aforementioned Taxi Driver. Herrmann's classical music career was formed in the creative ferment that was New York in the 1920s and 30s. Experimentation and modernity in music was the order of the day, and that enthralled a prodigious talent like Herrmann. His first steps into combining music with other media was as a music composer for radio, where he met Orson Welles, and along with Welles' theatre troupe, the Mercury Theatre, immediately explored the possibilities of the medium. They exploded the convention of radio most magnificently with The War of the Worlds, that Welles famously presented as a series of live news reports from the site of the landed alien spaceship, which interrupted a dance programme. Herrmann was conducting that orchestra as well as contributing atmospheric sounds to the reports of the alien invasion. The broadcast caused chaos in the States, with some listeners convinced an alien invasion had happened and fleeing cities. It was responsible for strict rules about how news items were presented. This partnership with Welles led to Herrmann being recruited to score Welles' first feature that turned out to be the not inconsiderable Citizen Kane. Herrmann had arrived in the film world. From there he went on to being recognised as one of the greatest film composers, if also one of the more volatile. Herrmann did not suffer fools. Equally, he was very clear that music in film was not just a supporting role. A lot of filmmakers use music as a way of filling in for flaws that exist on screen. A way, in effect, of manipulating the audience. For Herrmann, music was on a par with the image. Both should be working together to amplify the meaning for the audience. This understanding was why he formed strong relationships with the likes of Welles and Hitchcock. In Vertigo, for example, a film that at nearly 2 hours long has very little dialogue, Hitchcock knew that Herrmann's music would be co-creating the meaning. Indeed, in the scene where Scotty sees the transformation of his object of desire, Hitchcock said to Herrmann, "This is where your music does the talking." Similarly with Psycho. The story is that Hitchcock, who loved to experiment and give himself creative restrictions, was about to give up on his low-budget thriller. He was thinking about cutting it down to an hour TV slot. Herrmann said he would have a look at it whilst Hitchcock took a break. Hitchcock said yes, but with one stipulation. The shower scene must remain silent apart from the sound of water. Herrmann said, "Go enjoy your break. The rest is cinematic history." Herrmann's creation of scores was also the stuff of experimentation. Psycho was unusually only for strings. In the science fiction film The Day the Earth Stood Still, Herrmann created the ethereal, otherworldly sound using a pair of theremins, an early form of electronic instrument. Herman saw film and indeed television. He scored the TV series The Twilight Zone as a way of getting experimental music out to a wider audience without them even realising. Herman, a true innovator, recognised the potential of these popular mediums. He said, "Cinema, and certainly the development of cinema, is undoubtedly the most important artistic development of the 20th century." And Herman railed against the cultural elite who looked down their noses at this creative form. Whilst discovering the richness of this extraordinary figure, I also realised from his biography that June 2011 marked the centenary of Herman's birth. This moment and Herman's creative contribution had to be marked. We've put together a celebration of his work entitled On Dangerous Ground, The Cinema of Bernard Herman, and we'll be screening a selection of his films throughout June at Watershed, but also presenting a performance of Herman and his contemporaries' music at St George's in Bristol. There are also events, including Neil Brand demonstrating how Herman's music achieves the effect it does. We'll also be publishing interviews with musicians and composers online, and you can get more information on the Herman celebration at watershed.co.uk/Herman. That's all for this month.